Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Blight is a never-ending problem, especially in rural communities, and Juniata Township is no exception. During the township's Board of Trustees meeting this month, the blight officer reported there are 80 open cases of blight in the township. After notification, a number of residents have started cleanup work and are maintaining communication with the township to report progress. These cases will be reviewed and monitored each month to track progress and compliance. The board approved paying the blight officer for 76 miles traveled at a rate allowed by the Internal Revenue Service. During the public comment section of the meeting, a resident expressed gratitude for the blight officer's efforts that have resulted in making a difference. Another resident said thank you for getting a new flag to fly at the township hall, as the other one was in bad shape. And the Deckerville School District's Board of Education will meet at 7 p.m. on Monday, July 27th in the high school library. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to approve updates to the junior-senior high school handbook, the district's course offerings, the virtual course catalog and handbook, and to set the dates for the Board of Education meeting during the 2026-27 academic year. The board is also expected to approve hiring a speech and language pathologist and coaches for fall sports. During the meeting, administrative and department head reports are expected to be given. And in Huron County District Court, Richard Allen Walline is moving to circuit court following a hearing before Judge Julian Ferris. A forensic report from the Center for Forensic Psychiatry confirmed Walline is competent to stand trial. Represented by attorney Tammy Salins, Walline waived his right to a preliminary examination on a first-degree criminal sexual conduct charge involving a victim under 13 years of age. Prosecutors offered a deal allowing a no-contest plea without habitual offender status or further sentencing enhancements, and they would have to pay full restitution if any is owed. Judge Ferris ordered bond to continue and scheduled the circuit court arraignment for August 24th at 9 a.m. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building Repair sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Lucia Lynn Stanilis is facing a misdemeanor charge of animal cruelty following an incident involving a dog left in a vehicle. Stanilis was arraigned Tuesday in district court regarding an incident on July 20th. Prosecutors allege Stanilis left a dog inside a car during hot weather with the windows rolled up until an officer had to free the dog from the hot interior. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 93 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, and up to 200 hours of community service. Stanilis, represented by attorney Tammy Salins, entered a plea of not guilty. Judge Ferris set a personal recognizance bond at $3,500. The court has ordered the prosecution to provide a plea offer by August 13th with the final plea cutoff and pretrial hearing scheduled for September 3rd. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.